Tom Cruise has been asked so many questions lately about his new fiancée and his involvement with Scientology that you may have forgotten that he's promoting a new movie. Well, War of the Worlds opens today. It stars Cruise and 11-year-old Dakota Fanning, and it's directed by Steven Spielberg. Bob Mondello has our review.
I could tell you that Ray, the Tom Cruise character, is a divorced dock worker with a teenage son and a daughter named Rachel, and that he's a little weak on parenting skills, but what you really want to know is what I really can't in good conscience tell you. What Ray sees on that fateful day when dozens of lightning bolts keep striking the exact same spot near his New Jersey home. I won't tell you, but I will let you hear.
It's freezing. Hear that?
Feel that?
Yeah, I feel that.
What is it, the subway?
Subway.
That train, maybe?
That can't be the water main.
There's nothing else down there.
The water main doesn't run through here.
Feel that? Well, there's something down there, and it's moving.
Now, I'm not describing the aliens or their machines, because surprise is the best thing War of the Worlds has going for it. Suffice it to say that the remainder of the film is a series of harrowing escapes. In the first one, they get out of their New Jersey neighborhood in what is evidently the only functioning vehicle on the East Coast.
Let's get the front seat, Bobby.
Whose car is this?
Off they go through a landscape in which those strange lightning bolts have rendered all other mechanical devices inoperative, except for one video camera that has been helpfully spared by the aliens so the director can do a nifty shot within a shot. The special effects are mostly amazing. You can quibble about how a van-width exit path always seems to materialize in even the most pulverized landscapes, but at the rate that surprises keep popping up, you may not have time for quibbling.
Get down! Just get up! Get down! Get down!
When Steven Spielberg has given us alien invaders before this, he used the element of surprise a little differently. Close Encounters of the Third Kind was startling because it concentrated on the people who were seeing things and the mashed potato mountains they built, rather than on the things they saw. And E.T. struck audiences as out of this world because of its most down-to-earth touches. Who else would think to have an alien eating Reese's Pieces? War of the Worlds isn't surprising in that way, partly because it's a remake of a story that's been told and retold, and partly because Spielberg's operating here in flat-out commercial mode, where he's less interesting, though no less effective. This film is by the Spielberg who made Jurassic Park, which also had scares, but nothing really to think or talk about. War of the Worlds takes a couple of stabs at provoking thought by linking to the real world. The most unnerving scene in the film isn't of alien tripods shooting death rays, but of a restive human crowd that becomes an every-man-for-himself mob in just a few seconds of panic. There's also a moment early on where several characters just assume that it's terrorists attacking. It might have been more interesting if Spielberg had explored the reverse of that notion, that in this scenario it's the humans who are the terrorists, challenging a powerful enemy army with guerrilla tactics, but the film doesn't really go there. What it does do is narrow the camera's focus to what Ray and his kids can see as they peer nervously around debris. The special effects are rarely at the center of the screen. Spielberg puts the people we're supposed to care about front and center. I can't say that I did care particularly, but I certainly paid close attention to what was happening to them because Spielberg's camera angles put me in their shoes, menaced by something unnerving, then fleeing, then spotting something just as unnerving and fleeing that. In short, as summer thrill rides go, War of the Worlds goes spectacularly. Not much to think about, but very little time to think. I'm Bob Mondello.